with a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Hey, guys.
It's
happening with Snippy and Joey. So welcome to It's Happening with Snippy and Joey. Happy Friday, bitches. It's going to be a quick show today because I got shit going on. I have so many things like whoa, 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 whoa. Joey's hungover. He's about to die. So we're just going to jump right into it, bitches. If you don't know me by now, I've been obsessed with Titanic since 12 years old, like ever since the movie came out. I bought like all the books to tell me about it, like how many people died, literally obsessed, like researching everything. And on my bucket list was to go on a submarine and go see the freaking Titanic one day when I was older. And now I cross that off because of everything that's happening in the news. Like, how sad.
If you know, we're talking about Ocean Gate, which was this ghetto.
First of all, it doesn't even sound good.
Yeah. So it's called Ocean Gate. It's basically like something when you go to an all-inclusive resort, it's like the equivalent of like that going down the shore, going down to the submarine. There they are. Jack and Rose.
God, I hate this filter now. So this is what I pictured. Did you see it real quick?
Yeah, I saw.
That's what I pictured of the people in the submarine when they pass. It's so sad.
They're at the steps, probably. So Ocean Gate, it's a tourism place that's based out of, I think, Canada, where you can go, you can pay $250,000 and go on this submarine and go
which
down.
I wanted to do.
The wreckage.
So I'm an asshole. Thing.
But this thing was, this hood-ass company, they built their own submarine out of like out of tuna fish
cans. Walmart parts.
And like literally Walmart parts. And they were using, and they literally had a Game Boy controller. What is it called?
It looked like a Sega Genesis controller from Nintendo 64. That's what it looked like.
Yeah. So it's
off of Amazon, and it's like $29.
An Xbox controller. That's how they're driving the machine.
The math ain't math in here.
And he goes, we can go for this one. He goes up, this one goes down. And there was five passengers on board, including one 19-year-old boy. It was the son of one of the billionaires. And basically, it takes 2.5 hours to get down to see the Titanic. And they lost power after, or they lost control of their signal, which was probably a walkie-talkie from the dollar store. And
totally.
Now they're missing. They say they could have imploded, which means, so I know what exploding is, Nicole, but what does imploding mean? It means like explodes inwards?
Yeah, because explode.
So it collapses.
Imploding makes me think like their heads popped.
Or like a raise.
Like from the pressure. I saw something where the submarine could only go like 1,400 feet down. Titanic is like 4,000 feet, bitch. Like on the floor.
It's on
so
the ground.
So if they went all the way down there, it could have imploded. Like let's define imploded.
Yeah. We don't have we need a thesaurus, Nicole.
Yeah, we aren't we're not smart here. Collapse.
Yeah, so
collapse.
It sucks. Yeah. Everyone got crushed like little bushes.
Yeah, I feel like they just got crushed.
Or,
oh God!
No, they said they have little features in it in the submarine that they did like four different ways. There can be balloons that can be ignited from it inside that can bring them to the surface. And
maybe they're stuck in the Titanic and they can't.
Yeah, so that's the third one. So either
maybe they're stuck on Jack's door.
Yeah, so they were either brought to the surface of the balloons or there's propellers that can bring them up to the surface.
Yeah, but then they can't get out.
No, even when they get out of the surface, they're bolted in with 17 bolts. So someone from the outside has to open them up and let them in. And I don't think Seagully or Sebastian or any other, or Ariel even knows how to do that. So like, I don't know who was going to get them out of there with their 17 bolts. And Ariel only has a dinglehopper. And I know she and her treasures untold. Who knows if she has a wrench in there? Let alone one enough strong enough for bolts for a submarine. So I don't think Ariel's going to get her out.
And maybe her magic.
What?
Maybe her magic.
Well, so they may be floating somewhere. They can't find them. That or the third one is they did finally make it down. They lost signal and they're stuck. They're stuck in Rose's bedroom, the big bedroom where Rose slept with her mother. They're probably in that room sleeping.
I feel like they're stuck in the hall, like that big dining hall.
Yeah.
Like on a staircase or something.
Well, you know,
I don't know, but it's all fucked up.
They're
obviously
probably
all over TikTok. Everyone's looking in a freaking black hole. I've been watching that and Aliens for days.
Maybe they're in that garage that Jack and Rose made love in with a steamy window. That's probably where they're stuck. That's where I would check if I was down there.
Oh.
But no, in all seriousness, it's fucking horrible. Can you imagine like being locked, bolted into this fucking thing and knowing there's no way out and knowing that you're going to die and just laying there?
No. So there could be two things. There could be like chaos and like all the passengers kill the guy who invented it because they're like, you killed us. So they could be like, they could be murdering each other to save the air for themselves. Or they could be just like outing themselves. Oh, I don't know. Can you imagine? Like, no. They were talking on TikTok how there's no food. Well, whatever they brought down. It's going to smell like shit and urine. The BO, I mean, just being stuck in Indian style, not being able to actually stand up. I mean, that's a horrific way to die. And then you're just like losing oxygen and your lungs collapse.
I don't want to think about this. Anyway, our thoughts and prayers go out to the family.
Especially when you're hungover, that's a terrible thought.
Wait, remember the, but another thing is the stepson of this billionaire was at the Blink-182 concert.
Oh my, he's all over the news now, like trying to make people not hate him.
Yeah, Cardi Marie B was out there. Cardi Marie B yelled at him and said, you need to be home waiting by the phone.
Yeah, don't be a piece of shit.
Well, you know,
but supposedly, so he's only the stepson. Yeah, supposedly, so this guy doesn't give him any money, so.
Well, the mothers. The mothers are going to get money because she's a stepmom. Anywho, God, this is horrible. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's done. I feel like they didn't survive, which is terrible. But I guess we have to keep watching the news and see what happens. They might never find this freaking submarine. And it's just down there, perished with the Titanic.
This is like that flight we saw from Singapore Airlines that went missing too. Like, where's that plane?
I think they finally started to find the wreckage somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a docu-series about it. Can you imagine that? Wait, there's already a documentary coming out about this.
I cannot wait to watch.
On like Discovery or something. And everyone's like, too soon. But it's literally like coming out.
No, the people need to see what's going on.
Crazy.
So sorry about that, everyone. That's a whoopsie daisy we had kicking off this Pride weekend.
No, it's terrible.
I'm so hungover, Nicole, literally. I feel like if I had the option to like go in the submarine right now, I'd be like, you know what? I'm good, sis. I'll go down and try to
finish.
I'm so hungover. Like literally, I was up till 3:30. Opal came over.
You're lying.
No, Opal came over and Leah.
What did you do?
Leah fell off a chair and spilled a candle all over my
face. Why were you all together? I don't understand.
Well, me and Leah, okay, so I was invited to a very chic event for TARC Cosmetics last night. And when I tell you,
I saw,
I got literally every product they ever made, like 10 of them. Me and we were in the gifting suite, like literally robbing things. Like it was like, you know, our last meal and we're never going to be fed again. Like I was taking triples of everything. They were very generous. And I met Maureen, the owner. She is the president. She's the founder and CEO. It's her company. She's the one who goes on, brings everyone on these Tarte trips. So I said,
she's the owner of Tarte.
She's owner of Tarte, and we were trying to FaceTime. Cool. She's obsessed with you. So they're going to send you like literally a house full of makeup.
Yeah, I feel like I don't have any Tarte stuff.
It's really good. I use Tarte every time I do your makeup. I use the Tarte Shape Tape Concealer on you.
It's happening.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Did you finally get your bagels?
Yes, I didn't realize that Michelle put them in the fridge.
We had to put them in the fridge. But yes. Wait a minute. So Tarte Cosmetics, thank you. What a cool event. Now, when I got the email, I thought they said we have a special Tarte exclusive we want to invite you to. I was like, okay, I'm going to the Maldives. This is it. I'm finally
going to Dubai
on the Tarte trips. So I'm not invited. I don't know where the next trip is. But
wait, did Tarte do that trip or was it somebody else?
It was Tarte. Did they do all those trips?
Did you see all the influencers there or no?
Yes, everyone was there. So I was like,
did you see Alex Earle?
No, she was down. She was like, away.
I want you to yell at her for not saying yes to her.
Yeah. There was a lot of other fun people there, but she loves us and she like literally was hanging out with me, got her phone number. So we're in with Maureen Kelly. And we're gonna do lunch and hang out and do fancy things, but she's obsessed with you. And maybe we can get a collab going with Tarte and Snoopy.
That'd be sick.
I know. The show's coming back. It's a perfect time to do it. And Maureen loves it. You love lip gloss, so you can make your own lip gloss over there called, you know.
I wanna make a bronzer, like highlighter moisturizer.
Okay, well, while you're doing that, I'll go on one of the Tarte trips and lay by the pool.
Bye.
But so Tarte was amazing. And so me and Leah, there was free drinks there. So I started drinking double.
So you got wasted because of Tarte?
Well, yeah, it was free cocktails. So I started drinking at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I got tipsy two by four. I came home and then me and Leah started slamming Pinot Grigios. And we just started drinking and screaming, singing. I almost got thrown out.
What was your babies?
They were here. I'm kidding. No, it's her husbands. And then her sister came over. And then Opal came over for a little bit. And our friends, and we just were like screaming to like, Fifth Harmony and just like drinking white wine and like wilding out. But now
Opal randomly came over.
What?
Opal randomly came over.
Well, no, I forced him to come over. I'm like hungover. Plus I'm a little bit like under the weather. So I don't know if it's seasonal allergies. So this weekend's Pride weekend. I have to go on that float.
How fun.
I know it's going to be fun.
It's supposed to rain though. I hope it holds out.
I'm kind of excited about the rain. Like if it does rain, that just means like I can like take my top off and be slutty.
Oh yeah, that'll be fun. You could do like a music video outside.
Yeah, because we're on the top of the bus.
I'm doing a Pride sale. So everybody can come and get your Pride shit.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Y'all. Oh, we hung out.
Oh, that's right. On my quick bite. That's what I was trying to tell.
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. So me and Joey hung out on Friday. So I had to go into the city to do some digital work. So I was a talent at MTV for a little bit because we're gearing up for the next season of Jersey Shore. Sammy's back. So I can't wait to see all of that, all over that. But then I was like, all right, me and Joey and Opal are going to have lunch. So we went to go have lunch. And then we were like, I feel like we weren't satisfied with hanging out. Yeah. We were like, I don't feel satisfied. So we ended up going back to Opal's, and that's where the quick bite turned into
a 2
a.m. bender.
Yeah, yeah. So we were very civilized. We were at a very nice little restaurant. We were having just like a little lunch.
No, it was too boring and classy for us.
It was very classy, yeah. So we were just like sitting there. So we like went back there. And, you know, that's what I'm into nowadays. Like, I don't like going out. I like to kiki. My friends, me and Nicole, put our cozies on. I started a dance party. I was doing acrobats. We were playing house, and I was acting like a ballet dancer. We just had a good time, but then you know, one thing led to another, and then Gianni's texting us saying, "Where's my wife? Get her home." No, he actually.
I was wrong there because I told him, because he was like, "Whatever, you know, I'm golfing," and I'm like, "Okay, well, there's traffic right now," and that was at 5. I was like, "I'm gonna wait till the traffic dies down, and then you know, I'll get an Uber."
Yeah.
And then that's the last he heard of me.
Yeah.
Until I rolled into the house at 2 a.m.
Oh, do you have the footage from the cameras?
No, but I'm sure I could see.
I think it's fine. Oh, and then guess what? So then I found your makeup bag in the middle of the dance floor.
Oh my God. So MTV, from one of the seasons, they gifted us like these really, really cute Gucci red makeup bags, like a little pouch. And I use it for everything. Like that, this is where I put like my lip gloss and like everything that I need to just touch up. It's my touch up bag. And Joey found it on the dance floor of the gay bar.
Oh my God, look at this. I just got an email from Megan Kelly. She just texted me. I'm sorry, Maureen Kelly. Joey, it was so fun meeting you. I love
that.
This is the owner of Tarte.
Oh.
You have accomplished so much. All the podcasts are so incredible. I hope you recognize how impressive you are. Text me Snooki's address and we'll send her makeup.
Yes, queen. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. My queen, Maureen.
Maureen, thank you.
Yeah. I had Dr. Jabro on my podcast this week. Heather Dubrow. Tell them what you did. So Heather Dubrow, she's from the Housewives of Orange County.
I like them. They're nice.
Yeah, she's very sweet, very nice lady.
Gorgeous.
Do you know that she has three or four kids are gay?
All of her kids are gay?
Three of her four.
Oh, what a dream.
She has two twins. She has two 16-year-old twins. The girl is bisexual. The boy's straight. And then her lesbian daughter is 14. And then she has a trans son who's 12.
Wow.
I know. So she's very good in the LGBT. She walked in. I'm so excited to see her. She's lovely. But at the corner of my eye, I saw Dr. Terry Dubrow from that show from Bravo. So like, oh my
God. So he's a plastic surgeon. All of a sudden, he lifts up his top. I got surgery. And look at my scars.
Look at my nipples.
And right away I said, cheating on Tutella.
So I showed the videos to Nicole. Nicole sent me in a group chat to Nicole Tutella. Said, Joey's cheating on Tutella.
Terrible. So I just went to see Tutella. And, you know, I get my normal Botox done.
Yeah, yeah.
I ended up getting Botox in my chin because I have dimples in my chin.
Was it filler or Botox?
No, it was Botox.
Wait, I want to get pizza.
You should.
My French fries.
When I was hungover, so... Me and Joey, we had an escapade on Friday. So Saturday, I woke up and I was like, I need a bagel. I want home fries and ketchup. And then I got McDonald's fries. And then I got a calzone.
Wild.
I know.
Did I tell you about my samples? Did I tell you about the Diptyque sample sale I went to a couple weeks ago or last week?
No.
So they in the city, they think it's called sample sales, which is like, you know, like all fancy.
Oh, I saw that.
And so I went to the sample sale for Diptyque, which is my favorite candle brand. I have them all over my house.
Does that mean it was free?
No, but I saw
it. Oh, you have to pay for it?
You know, it's sample sale, which means like they can get in like a heavy discount. So Diptyque are my favorite candles. I use them all over my home. I have all different scents, but I like literally keep them around. But they're like $80 candles. So you have to make, they're $79 each or $74 each.
Mm-hmm.
So, normally, so I buy them, but they're like the small ones. The big ones cost like $220. For the big size, but I like the big size. So I found out about the sample sale. The big thing about sample sales is you have to wait on a line to get in. So like, it's like literally like a 2 hour line to get in, at least.
Because everybody wants it.
Everyone wants it. And by the time you get in there, you don't know if there's
So what was the discount? Stuff. What's like the normal? And then
so the normal price is like $75 and I got them for $39.
But oh, that's a steal.
Yeah, so there's so many of them. But the thing is, I was on the line standing there. By myself, minding my own P's and Q's, just ready. I had my earmuffs on and I was still on my little phone. So I was like, all right, I'm going to wait this out. It's worth it. Because even if I don't get in and get like one candle, it's still worth it because I love these candles. So I'm on the line. I was only in line for like a minute or 2 minutes maybe. And then a woman comes up to me and I wasn't even near the door. I was two blocks away from the door, like far away. There was still like 1,000 people in front of me, like literally 1,000 people. Someone walks up to me and says, hi. She goes, hi, Joey. I don't mean to bother you or freak you out, but I'm Sarah from, you know, the sales, you know, whatever, of this brand, you know, the company's social team. My boss just wanted me to let you know that you don't have to wait in the line. You can just come right to the front.
Calm down.
And she goes, if you're willing to post for us. I said, bitch, take my phone, post wherever the fuck you want. I walked past 1,000 people, literally. I think she was going by to get coffee or something. I got on a break or something. And she goes back. She goes, I think I just saw Joey Camasta in the line.
It's happening!
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
I get pulled from the front of the line in front of 1,000 people. People were hooting and hollering and yelling, why the hell is he getting in there? I get in there. She goes...
That's mortifying.
I know. I walked right in and I was on the phone. I was on the thing. I said, oh my God, hey girl, check the sale out. But I was like, I really wanted people to go to the sale because it was really worth it. But then there was like, you can only get like three of each scent. And there's all these rules. She goes, and I told them that, you know, you don't have to follow those rules. You can take whatever you want. I said, oh my God, thank you. So I literally spent $800 on candles.
Oh my God.
And I have,
Can I have some?
Yes. I gave one to Opal. The thing is, you have to do it in your somewhere private, like in your office, because your house, you literally live in the fucking Taj Mahal. So like one size of those little candles is not going to smell up your whole house. It's like good for like your bathroom or your bedroom or something small. Your bedroom's not small even. Maybe you put it in your office with the door closed.
I just like it in my kitchen. Like if I have company over,
you can smell that.
I like the smell in my kitchen.
Yeah, I have a couple for you.
Speaking of company, I'm getting my backyard done.
I saw the pool
finally,
guy.
Finally, after 9 freaking years, because the town that I live in keeps like changing the regulations. And when you do your backyard, this is like adulting shit. When you do your backyard, you got to get permits and stuff. And if they don't say yes to the permits, then it's illegal. They can shut you down. It's just like all this dramatic fucking shit that I hate. But finally, everything got approved. I'm doing a big hot tub because we're down the shore all the time. So it's pointless to get, you know, like a big pool when you don't even use it.
No, you won't use it.
So I got a nice hot tub. I'm going to do a pavilion outside so I can entertain outside, because you know I love drinking wine outside. It's like my thing. Like, I just like drinking outside. So I'm going to do like a nice kitchen out there, a grill, stove, like all of that stuff. And then like a kitchen. And then I'm going to do a living room space with a TV and then a fire pit so we can drink wine around the fire pit.
Stop.
So I'm so freaking excited. Shout out to Pool Boss, because you guys know I've been trying to do this forever. So Pool Boss is getting it done. Pool Boss is amazing. They did Melissa Gorga's house. I hooked him up with Mike, the situation, and they did my neighbor's backyard. My neighbor's backyard looks like a freaking resort. So Pool Boss is amazing. If you guys are in Jersey, tri-state area, definitely call the Pool Boss, because they get everything done. Follow them on Instagram so you can see like everything that they do. I just can't wait to be able to like have a backyard and go out there, entertain. I'm just so freaking excited.
There's gonna be cozy couches with a TV that we can like lay on and like.
Yes. Yeah, and we can like eat out there. And my hot tub, I'm gonna try and like do like a little bar on top, so like you can put drinks on it.
Like, how do you?
I'm trying to make it nice.
An in-ground hot tub or above ground?
In ground.
Oh my god, it's gonna be a big one, like so we can all get in it.
No, you could, literally 25 people could fit in. It's gonna be so nice. So I'm sure I'm going to post that on my story. You guys can see.
When's it be done? This will be done before the summer ends or no?
Yeah, I mean, I want it done. So, you know, September, October comes my favorite spooky time. I can go out there and like enjoy it. So I'm so excited.
I'm so jelly.
Why? You're moving into a new apartment and you'll probably have a balcony.
I'm hoping. I want a backyard. Did you see a little celeb gossip just before we start getting into the real
Sorry, I have to go.
No, I'm kidding. Bebe Rexha got assaulted at her own concert.
What a fucking sin. So Bebe Rexha is from Jersey, so I've always loved her because of that fact.
Yeah.
And I just think she's freaking gorgeous. And I love the fact that she's just comfortable in her own skin and she doesn't have like your typical celebrity like skinny body. So I love the fact that she owns that. I think she's gorgeous. Love her music. And yeah, she got assaulted at our own show.
The Pier 17 is a rooftop venue hall here in the city. And she was very excited. She sold out in New York City. She sold out a concert of her
own. The guy, I think, is from Jersey.
So, no, you know what I think it was? And this is very taboo. I think that what happened was, this was I don't know if he was drunk or what the guy was, but it was a guy threw his cell phone at her head and cracked her in the eye. She got 3 stitches and she's got a big black eye. Thank God she's okay. But what was happening, this is on the dark web, I found this. She was going like this. Look.
I'm seeing that. What does that mean?
This is the Albanian flag. She's Albanian.
Look. Is she?
Yeah, she's Albanian. So she's going like this. This is like the Albanian symbol. You're not watching me.
I saw it 10 times.
The Albanian symbol. And that's when she was doing that. That's when the phone went to her head. Apparently Serbia is a fighting country and they're in their big war right now or big something like that. That's why she's had like the flag on. So it might have been against her Albanian pride. I think maybe a Serbian person threw a phone at her head.
Oh. Well, I think he got arrested.
He did. He looked like a drunk, a sassy gay. I'm not sure if it was or not. I don't know, but no one should be assaulted like that.
And she got 3 stitches, poor thing. Mm-hmm. So you're not safe anywhere.
Amanda Marie Bynes was, she's done a 5150.
What's that?
I think it's a psychiatric hold.
Again?
Is she wild out again? They picked the cops had her.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! I had my dream crush on my podcast, Brad Leone from Bon Appetit magazine. Do you know who he is?
My favorite
celebrity chef. It was a very bittersweet moment for you. That you're like, it came full circle. I had a crush on him for years. And he's the one that got me into like doing cooking videos and stuff. And I got to meet him and he came on the show. He was so sweet and fun. And that's what I talked about you. That is Jessica Simpson's husband.
What?
His wife is the CFO or like the head honcho over at Jessica Simpson.
Heather?
Peggy. Someone else. Peggy, that's when I gave her phone number. Remember, that's when you were talking to her in the first place.
So she could do my shoes with Jessica Simpson?
She didn't say that. She didn't say that either, but she does still work there. So I can DM her. I have her Instagram. I'm going to put this on a DM chat. I'm so mad, Nicole. Everyone's going on a business trip this weekend. I know I have to go to Pride because it's like I'm supposed to be there and it's a fun thing. But our bar for Nashville is opening up. Barstool Bar in Nashville is opening up this
Where?
Week.
You found a spot?
They have a bar. They have a fucking 3-level bar on Broadway.
Oh, I have some sad news. Keep going.
Oh, I know the sad news. Is it really? Are we announcing it right now?
Yeah, because it's happening.
What day?
Hopefully October.
Okay, listen. So my story is Barstool opened the bar and they have Barstool over here, one in Chicago, one in Philly, and they're
Chicago.
They're fun bars. So Nashville's one of my favorite cities because it's wild. I love going on Broadway and drinking. The bars are always so fun. So
what a store in Nashville.
The opening bar of Nashville is opening this weekend, but I'm gonna be on the Pride Parade holding it down for the local gays, but I wish I could be there. But if you're in Nashville, it's opening, I think, today, Friday.
Ask you to go?
Yeah, they asked me to go, but I can't because I have to be on the Pride Parade. I want to be on the Pride Parade.
Let Pat do it.
But I'm going to make my own event there. Like, but it's like, you know, the grand opening. So if you're in Nashville this weekend, head over there. They have the fucking slamming food. Literally the food. The board
slamming, man.
It's slamming. Like the chicken fingers are otherworldly. And it's just so much fun. So check that out. But Snoopy, we have some. Let me play the Titanic music.
Breaking news. Sob, I miss Titanic.
Okay, I don't have music, but Snoopy has an announcement.
I will be closing my Beacon location in October.
Oh, the Snoopy shop.
Yes, the Snoopy shop. I'm closing my Beacon location in November, and I think I'm going to move somewhere in Manhattan. So I've been like looking at places like crazy. I definitely want a spot there, but I'm moving.
It's happening.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a 4-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
And then also, I still want to get my fourth location. So I'm looking at Miami, Los Angeles, and I really want Nashville, but there's no freaking Nashville places.
Oh, really?
Nothing.
Why don't you call Kristen Cavallari? She lives there. She has a little store there.
I know.
Uncommon dreams, but her store literally is behind like a dumpster factory.
Do people like find her?
Oh, I'm sure they do. Yeah, but it's like literally off the beaten path. Like me and my boyfriend are like walking. Like we're, like we thought we were lost. We had to go
boyfriend.
Weird buildings. I don't know. It's in a strange location. I'll say that much. But
can you walk to it?
You can walk to it, but it's like literally like on the main strip of like all the stores and stuff. It's like all the way around the corner and through the woods. It's like. It's
through the mulberry bush?
Yeah, I had to cross train tracks to get there. But it's a cute store. And Kitnish, she's got a good place, that Kitnish girl. That
Jesse, yeah.
Jesse James Decker. I wanna have
some. I love her. Husband. Yeah.
He's one of my hall passes.
The husband?
Yeah.
The husband reminds me of James, my brother-in-law.
No, the husband reminds me of
they have similar features.
Of Meg's boyfriend.
They look nothing alike.
Or Britt's boyfriend, one of them. The dark haired one.
Britt's
boyfriend. Anywho. So I'm so sorry to hear that, but I know you're gonna open a new one up.
Yeah, so if you're a realtor or you know places in Manhattan, please hit me up. Hit up the Snoopy Shop Instagram. We're trying to figure that out because I need to find a space ASAP because then I want to be open for like October, November. So yeah, so I really got to get my ass in gear and figure out what the fuck I'm doing.
Well, I'm sure you'll figure it out. You're a savvy businesswoman. Do you know how many people speak so highly of you, Nicole?
Who?
Just like yesterday at that thing, at the Tarte thing, like people were like saying, oh, the woman, the owner of Tarte, she was saying how blown away and impressive of what a career and what entrepreneur and how you've been such a
owner of Tarte said that about me.
Like she started her makeup company. Maureen started her makeup company in her little apartment in New York City, like in her kitchen. And so she has the same mentality as you do. I see a lot of myself.
Well, my Etsy shop.
I see a lot of myself in her. Like, you know, like she took you know, she took the small thing she had and she monetized on every aspect of it. And she's such a smart, savvy businesswoman. The fact that she can transcend through all these years, almost 20 years later, and still be thriving. She goes, she's such an impressive woman. I said, that's my friend.
We should hang out with her. Is she a crusader? Is she fun?
Yes. She lives in Key West, Florida.
Ooh.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Let's hang out with her.
Obsession of the week, my hydro flask. Do you guys have one of these?
No, I think you showed us that a while ago.
I don't leave it. Really, it does not leave my bedside. It does not leave my bedside.
Especially when you come over. Is there vodka in there?
No, I'm not drinking again until Gay Pride Parade on Sunday.
Yeah, I think I'm not going to drink till like Saturday. I don't know.
Does Gianni have, did he play football? I need men's size.
But he's like really good at football.
I want men's size shoulder pads for the Gay Pride Parade. I have to find them somewhere, but they're like $200 on Amazon.
Just go to Dick's.
They sell big, I think it's only kids' sizes, but I want to wear like no shirt, shoulder pads, and football pants.
Order it and then don't get it dirty and then return it.
That's gross.
Why? If it's $200, you're not going to wear it again.
I'm sure I'll wear shoulder pads again.
What, in the bedroom?
I'll imagine. I would love doing role play. Have you ever dressed up in costume in the bedroom?
Yes. Me and Gianni were dating this one time because I was still living at mommy's. So I still lived in New York and I would just like come over and hang out for the day and night. So I drove naked the whole way to Jersey. I just wore a trench coat.
Yeah.
And I got into his house. I knocked on his door and I said, I'm here. And I drove the whole way naked. I used to be so spontaneous.
Did you have clothes in the backyard or back seat?
Well, no, like I left it back there. I kind of like moved in, basically.
No, but like in your car, say like you got pulled over in an accident.
I would have said I was a working lady.
But you really didn't have clothes in your back seat in case something happened?
No, I just had a trench coat on naked the whole way. What an idiot.
Where'd you get a trench coat from, Commerce San Diego?
Literally, that's what I look like. It was like beige. I look like her. I used to be fun. But I just dropped my sunglass, my Snooki shades, part two, bitches. And I'm wearing them right now. Aren't these cute?
Do you have any men's sunglasses?
You actually would look good in my Snooki shades. Remember I used to wear these?
Oh, wow.
I'm bringing them back. This is my Ella shades. And then we have Snooki right here.
You see these? Oh, do you have those in my size?
Yeah. Size? The Snooki shades. And then I have my Nikki shades. So these are available on my website only, bitches. And these are perfect for summer.
Oh, those are good on you. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to wear these on the boat. I cannot wait. And I just released them today or yesterday. So if there's any left, go get your Snooki shades because I do these like once a month, my drops. And these are like my favorite shades that I love to wear. Are these like not me?
No, they're amazing. Do you design those?
Yeah, I'm in the factory. I'm like making them by hand. So you guys better like what you see.
What are your plans this weekend?
This weekend I'm going to go down the shore. Giovanna has cheer and then we're going to go down. And that's basically a nice chill, relax. I have a birthday party to go to for the kids. So, and then you're going to be busy with Pride Week.
I have Pride Week, so I have to go to, I'm going to be on that little float there. I got a double-decker bus this year. It fits 50
people. That's going to be so fun.
50 people on top, and then 50 people around us walking. So it's going to be, we're going to have a big impact. I have, I've settled everything. We're getting Mamitas is sponsoring us, so I'm drinking all the Mamitas in the world. Have you tried Mamitas yet?
Who's that, J-Lo?
No, it's my favorite drink. It's tequila sodas.
Oh, no.
It's a cocktail.
I don't think I like tequila, though. No, Messy you Mama would have sponsored.
But my Pride Parade?
Nobody asked.
You were going to give us $300,000?
I don't know. You got to ask them.
Yeah.
If you haven't got your Messy Mama, get your shit ready and get on it. And yeah, if you guys are going to Pride stuff this weekend, we're doing a sale right now. Everything is like $9.99. So you can get like the cute shirts and the bags and everything.
And we're having a liquidation sale at Beacon because everything must go.
No, I'm going to save it and bring it to my new store. Ew, can you imagine? That's, like closing.
Yeah, the big yellow sign.
75% off.
So I'm kind of sad. I'm going to miss Beacon.
I know.
That's right. Me and Bay want to go to the Beacon Hotel. I'm sorry, not Beacon. It's in Hudson, New York. I want to go to the Maker Hotel in Hudson, New York. I'm already planning a trip.
I think I'm going to do one last event there before I close.
Yeah.
Probably in September. Or no, I don't know. I don't know if I'll have time.
Wait, I'm already planning my fall getaway with Bay. It's going to be me and Bay's 1 year anniversary is in 1 month.
I can't believe it's been a year already.
Oh, look at my face. I'm so happy. I love him.
Oh my God.
Literally every day it gets worse. Like, I love him.
And I love that he's obsessed with you too.
Remember I showed you those messages?
Yes, that's why I was like, did you say that? Like, I'm so confused. Stop. That's something you would say. I'm obsessed. I love you both so much.
I miss Katniss I miss Catnip Jellybean.
Freak.
I'm on Mockingbird too. You have to go now, Snoopy, don't you?
I have to go. I'm doing a secret project that you guys are going to know about. I have to go in the studio because I have to record my album.
Oh, that's right.
But yeah, have a great weekend, bitches. Happy Pride. Enjoy yourself. Go crazy. Grab my Snooki shades so you look hot for the summer.
Because I can now.
And get your messy mama and show your boobs.
Have the best Pride. Make sure to use a condom because everyone has diseases. And Rose.
Oh, and Titanic. Oh,
yeah. Rose and Jack, if you're down there, please help these poor people and show them the forest to get out. Or Ariel, if you're down there, can you sell your voice to the Sea Witch?
Yeah, or what's his name? Jason Momoa. What was he again?
Oh, Thor.
Aquaman. Get your shit together.
Who else is down
there? Oh, Gore.
Fucking Dory or Nemo.
Dory the Explorer.
No, Dory and Nemo, if they're down there, if they can say something to someone, Dory knows people. Or Seagully, if you see them on the ground, say something. If you see something, say something.
Yeah. Down. Or even the mermaids. The real mermaids and the sirens. Because I see they're coming up. Help them.
I know. I think Ariel will find them, especially now she's got that new movie out.
Well, prayers and God bless to those families that lost.
Yeah.
Those people, that's terrible.
Well, that's it this week for It's Happening. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you next week.
Love you, bitches.